Bavmet Thea, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavmet Thea Bavli, Daf Sadi Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Tes Amad Aleph at the second Mishnah on the page Zev Echad. Zev Echad Eino Oines, Veshnei Zeivim Oines. If one wolf entered the flock and took a sheep, it's not considered accidental damage because the shepherd could have driven him away. But two wolves is considered accidental damage. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Beshas, Mishlachas Zeivim, Af Zev Echad Oines. Rabbi Yehuda says when wolves are rampant, even one wolf is considered accidental. Shnei klavim in an oines, two dogs will not be considered accidental damage. Yodua habavli mishmiv meya muruch achas in an oines, mishtei ruchois oines. Yodua of Bavel, quoting with Meir, said if the two dogs came from one direction, it's not accidental, but from two directions, it is accidental. Halistim harei in oines, armed robbers are considered accidental damage. Va'ari va'doiv va'aneme va'bardalus va'nachash harei elu anosim. A lion, a bear, a leopard, a bardalus, which is like a hyena, and a snake are all considered accidental damage. Amasai, when is that the case? Bizman Chibo Meileim, that's when they came to the flocks themselves. Avalim Hoylicham Lemokem Gedudi Chaya Belistim, Ein Elo Anosim. But if the shepherd took the flock to a place of wild animals or armed robbers, that's not called accidental. Mesa Kadauka, Hari Zoines. Sagvo Mesa, Ein Zoines. If the animal died of natural causes, that's called accidental. If the shepherd starved it, then it's not accidental. If it climbed to the top of a cliff and fell, it's accidental. If the shepherd took him over there and then he fell, it's not accidental. An unpaid watchman can make a stipulation he will be exempt from making an oath. A borrower can make a stipulation to make him exempt from payment. And a paid worker, a paid watchman and a renter can stipulate that they'll be exempt from an oath, from a shvur, and from payment. And if one stipulates against the law of the Torah, his stipulation will be annulled. It's considered cancelled and we ignore the stipulation. Any stipulation that precedes the transaction. For example, he says, if you give me 200 zuz, you are betrothed to me. If he said that, for example, to a woman, the stipulation is annulled. It's considered that it's not there. A stipulation is only valid if it's technically possible to fulfill it. But if he said, for example, on condition that I float in the sky, then the condition is considered to be invalid and we ignore it. The Gemara says, Tani, we learned in a Vaisa, Kol HaMasna, Mashakosa Batayra, Tanai Mamoin, Tanai Kayim, Tanai She'enu She'en Mamoin, Tanai Batal. If a person makes a monetary stipulation against the Torah, the stipulation is valid, but if it's not a monetary stipulation, the stipulation is cancelled. Kate said, what will be an example of this? Amale Isha, Harei At Mekudeshes Li, Amanas She'en, Leich Olai, She'er Ksus Va'ina, Harei Zu Mekudeshes. If a man says to a woman, you're betrothed to me on condition you have no claim against me of food, clothing, and relations, then she is still betrothed. Shemati loite zakukale yibum areizu mukadeshes v'tanai bata. But if he says that if I die, you won't fall to yibum, to my brother, then she is betrothed, but the condition is ignored. Zeh klal, and here's the rule, Shehaya Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer, said by Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, Kol dor she'efshel iskayem v'hisne ima l'niskaven el afliga ben she'ama b'chsav ben she'ama b'feh. Any stipulation that's possible to fulfill, and he made it, whether he wrote it or he said it, he was merely trying to upset her. Kol miskayem b'peh miskayem b'ksav. Any stipulation that's valid when it's said is valid when it's written. V'kva utnai v'galil v'antifrus v'yehuda et shebentayim metilin oisoi l'chumroi. In between Kva Udnai in the Galil and Antifrus in Yehuda, they were required to act stringently. Now this sentence was actually out of context. It comes from a sugya in Maseches Gittin, and therefore many remove this sentence from the Gisa over here. Hadnala chasoiche es apoyalim.